When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Hey, Money Movers. Welcome back to Money Moves, the daily podcast determined to give you the keys to the kingdom of financial stability, wealth, and abundance. Hey, Money Movers. Welcome to another episode of Ask Me Anything with Syrenice Pierce. Syrenice is our financial educator. She is a creator of the High Five Banking Method and host of Ask Me Anything About Money with Greenwood Studios. Money Movers, let's welcome back to the podcast the queen of answering financial questions, Syrenice Pierce. Hi, Syrenice.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me back.
Well, welcome back. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And today we're talking about spring cleaning and deep diving into our financial budgets. We are a couple months into 2022, and I want to make sure that our money movers are doing their semi-annual financial checklists. Because, you know, as much as we check in on our health, we need to check in on our finances. So I want us to all start the year off right. So tell me, what is the purpose of a financial review and a financial checklist?
So when it comes to financial review, this is a time of the year where you're really going to take a deep dive into your finances. We're not going to be so focused on your budget and your expenses. We're going to look into your investment strategies, making sure you have your will in place. You know, a lot of times we set a goal saying, I'm going to start my will this year. I'm going to do my estate plan. I'm going to open up that life insurance policy, but we postpone it. So when you're doing your semi-annual review, we're like, hey, where's that at? You know, have you opened up those accounts? Have you talked to your spouse about these topics and making sure that you are holding yourself accountable to the goals that you set 6 months ago? And one of the best ways to do that is to do the smaller reviews every quarter. You know, review your budget, your expenses on a small basis, on a small like quarterly review, so that when you go talk to your financial advisors, either in a semi-annual or annual basis, you already know that you've been doing the maintenance necessary for your finances to save more, invest more, and really hit those other financial goals that are going to benefit not just you, but your family and generations to move forward.
I love that. Goals, goals, goals. You know, I'm really trying to be intentional in 2022 about setting goals. So, you know, the easy ones are like, I'm going to work out more. I'm not going to eat so much cheese. But this piece about what are my financial goals. And I think that a lot of people, you know, especially when your income is pretty fixed, they don't actually set goals. They're just like, well, I just make the money I make and I'm going to try and save as much as I can. But, you know, the more intentional people are with whatever tiny little goal and, you know, movement you can make towards achieving that goal, it's so important. And that's why I love this segment right now, because the financial review, whew, we need it. We need it. Okay, so you mentioned a financial advisor. What type of questions should we ask a financial advisor when we're doing this review?
Some of the top questions that you want to ask are the big hitting questions. You know, it's not about saving $5 here, saving $10 there. It's how can you save money like $10,000, $50,000, $100,000? These are the type of questions you want to be mentally prepared to ask your financial advisor. This is going to be with how are they getting paid? You know, are they charging an annual fee? Or are they charging 1% off your portfolio? Also your diversification, making sure that, you know, the money that you are putting towards your retirement, make sure you're maximizing it. Make sure it's in investments that actually are, you know, helping you retire and not having you, you know, sitting in bonds or in cash. For a lot of people, they have their 401ks and they haven't even picked the investments. So this is a time where you can talk to your financial advisor and say, you know what, I want some guidance when it comes to picking the investments in my 401k, the investments in my IRA, you know, really thinking about the hard questions, you know, and also considering if you're in the right investments. A lot of times when you're looking at your investments, you know, you see index fund here, index fund there, and you're just, it gets overwhelming, kind of goes over your head. And this is where your financial advisor is going to say, you know what, this is the correct index fund. It has low fees. And this little fee, it might be like a few, like 1% compared to 0.1%. And it might not seem like a big thing, just moving the decimal, but that can actually end up costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's actually holding you back from investing. This is why the annual financial review and the semi-annual financial reviews, where you start getting into the nitty-gritty of the things that are actually going to help you, you know, retire earlier, maximize your taxes. That's a big one as well. And making sure you're protecting your wealth. Because, you know, we're working so hard to make this money. Let's make sure we're protecting it. We have the equivalent, you know, life insurance that we need. We have the investment accounts. We're considering our debt payments, paying off our home. That's a big goal for a lot of people.
Those are big goals.
Exactly. And just having little strategies to help you move forward, like, you know, making one extra payment to your mortgage once a year can make a big difference. But sometimes we don't consider these goals or these type of little moves because we're so focused on the day-to-day stuff like budgeting, making sure that, you know, we're exercising, making sure we're taking care of our kids and cleaning the home.
Yeah.
And we kind of forget about the big money moves that really make a huge impact in our finances.
I love that. Just making one extra payment on your mortgage a year. Like, that's a big deal. And, you know, it's one of those things where you have to go after it and then celebrate it when you do, because it's a big deal. So even if it seems like a small goal, like one extra mortgage payment can go a long way, can take shave years eventually, maybe a year if you do it every year, off your mortgage. One last question for you. What is the most forgotten or overlooked financial goal that needs to be addressed in our communities?
It's definitely going to be protection planning, especially when it comes to life insurance, health insurance, car insurance, and estate planning. You know, a lot of times we keep saying the goal that we're going to do our will, we're going to talk to our parents. I don't know if you saw Insecure, like Molly had such a hard time getting her parents to finish their estate plan and to really talk about these things because it's overwhelming. Like, my dad didn't want to do it. You know, I had to fly him out here and take him to a notary to make sure that the will was actually notarized and it was like 100% legit. But these are things that we keep on pushing back, and it's not helping our community. It's not helping our kids, our grandkids, especially if you're a parent, because one of the biggest issues, you know, when I had to do my own will with my husband is what happens if something happens to him and me? You know, mm-hmm. what's going to happen to our kids? Who's going to take care of them? Who's legally going to be responsible for that? That's a very big responsibility. And I don't know if you watch Power, but, you know, estate planning is a really big deal. You see how, Ghost kind of controlled Tyreek and had him on check. And that's kind of like what we've learned in with the Rockefellers, the third generation skipping and making sure that, you know, you're controlling your finances so that your kids aren't overly spending it. The people that are going to be taking care of your kids aren't misutilizing the life insurance and making sure you have that life insurance, because, you know, a lot of people when it comes to online, they're seeing term life, whole life, VULs, and it comes very overwhelming. And making sure that you have the appropriate amount, you're talking to your financial advisor, because there's different life insurances for different purposes. That's what a lot of people don't realize. People have different goals. Some people, they just want to make sure that their spouse is taken care of while their kids are young. They have a mortgage. They want to make sure that their spouse doesn't have to move out or, you know, stress about money during those situations. Other people are doing it for, you know, legacy and passing it on to their kids. And it's really important to be clear on what you want before you go and talk to a financial advisor, before you get upsold on anything. Be clear on what you need and what you want, and then start finding the different financial tools that can actually help you achieve those goals and not putting it off.
And not putting it off. And I think that is a huge one, definitely overlooked in our communities. You know, estate planning, will planning, it is such a big deal. And, you know, it also makes that sort of times, you know, I just lost my father as well. And I just have so much a bigger respect for how you can smoothly have that grieving period go if nobody has to worry about those big, huge nuances about insurance and where the assets are going to go and estate planning. It's just, it's a gift to leave on for your next generation. So that's something really big as you guys start to do your financial checklists, like add estate planning, add insurance planning and life insurance to your checklists.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, so one kind of thing. Now we're talking about this checklist. What is the number one thing that we should wipe out of our expenditures and our budgets during our spring cleaning? And please don't say shoes. Just joking. But just joking, because some of us need to hear that. Some of us need to hear that.
Oh my God, that was a good joke. I love it. I think one of the things that I do when I'm doing my quarterly review, which is kind of like a spring cleaning for your budget, is I sit down with my partner and we talk about what's actually affecting our finances on a day-to-day basis. Right now, for a lot of people, inflation is a big one. You know, you mm-hmm. set a budget for food for $500 and you're now spending $600 because the food prices have increased. You have yes. to make modifications, talk about what's going on and not feeling like, oh my gosh, I messed up. You know, I'm failing my budget. It's not you failing your budget, it's inflation. Be very clear on what's affecting your budget. And also talking to your partner about what are we going to keep? What do we have to cut? What do we have to reduce? And for a lot of people, including myself, you know, there's items that on my budget that I am not using. And if you are not mm-hmm. using it, please remove it. And yes. even if you're, you know, your ego's getting in the way, like, oh, I can afford it, it's not a big deal. You know, a little bit of money can actually go a long way. One of the subscriptions that I personally cut this year was my Hulu Plus Live TV. It costs $69.99. Yes, I can afford it. It gives me TV and everything like that, live TV. But honestly, I don't use it like that. So I actually reduced it back down to the regular Hulu, which is $6.99. And now I'm able to save $63 every single month, which equals out to being $756 a year. Like, I could use that money for anything else, you know, to help me pay my car insurance, my car registration, any other annual memberships, put it towards retirement or my kids' 529 plans. Like, you have options of what you can do with that money, especially if you're not using these services. Cut the subscription. Mm-hmm. Don't let your ego get in the way.
And, you know, I think that's the perfect thing when I think about spring cleaning, because it's so easy with these iPhones and your Android phones that we walk around with, and something pops up and it's like, sign up now for a subscription. And as anyone who's out there who's an entrepreneur, if you are selling something, everybody wants to sell a subscription because we forget. And so there's things on our bank statements that have been years of buying into a subscription. So make sure you get your highlighters out, you go through your bank statements and just see what's popping up every month. And, you know, it's not just monthly. Some of them are annual. So that's how they sneak in there and they miss them. You signed up for it once because you saved a dollar and it just pops up once every blue moon on your credit card. But definitely number one thing about spring cleaning, you can save a lot of money and that can go towards that one additional mortgage payment in a month. So, Syrenese, thank you so much.
Thank you. Definitely had a great time sharing these little tips. And I hope that everyone, you know, takes the time this spring to just review your bank statements, exactly like you said, and start getting prepared, you know, to stay on track with your goals so that when it comes to your semi-annual review, you are on track and you are feeling confident and you're feeling good about your financial goals and your progress.
Oh, my brain is already going. I just keep thinking about all those subscription services that I'm going to cancel.
Oh, so my goodness.
Thank you. I forgot. All right, Money Movers, that's all the time we have for today. Please, Syrenese, share with us where folks can find you on social media.
You guys can definitely find me on Instagram, Poise Finance and Lifestyle, also on TikTok and YouTube, my blog, thepoiselifestyle.com. And if you have any other personal finance questions that you guys want to ask for my segment, Ask Me Anything About Money with Greenwood, send us a DM or even email us at info@bankgreenwood.com.
Thank you so much. All right, Money Movers, that's all we have time for today. Make sure you tune in Monday to Friday and subscribe to the Money Moves podcast powered by Greenwood so that you too can have the keys to financial freedom you so rightly deserve. Thank you so much for tuning in, Money Moves audience. If you want more or a recap of this episode, please go to thebankgreenwood.com and check out the Money Moves podcast blog. Money Moves is an iHeartRadio podcast powered by Greenwood, executive produced by Sunwise Media, Inc. For more podcasts on iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.